Mr. President, nice to see you, sir.
Thank you, Greta.
Mr. President, we're here in Argentina, and the United States, Canada, and Mexico has signed a new trade agreement updating NAFTA.
That's right.
Now, one of the parts of it has to do with auto workers, auto parts. Is that in any way going to specifically address one of the issues the United States has with GM closing plants and 14,000 losing
right.
jobs?
Well, it is, and it's not only that. It's going to keep auto companies from moving. One of the things I really wanted is plants and auto companies and just general, I mean, jobs, factories. I don't want them leaving the United States. That was very important to me, and we're not leaving the United States. So I think one of the strongest elements of the new, it's, you know, the, I call it the USMCA, one of the really important things is you won't see companies leaving once that gets signed. We have to get it through Congress, and if it gets through, which I think it will, that'll be great. And if it doesn't, we're very happy the way it is now.
As you call out China as one of the countries you say is ripping off the United States, China's global footprint is expanding. They're all over North Africa. They're building a huge port in Pakistan. They have great deals, investment deals in Panama and Latin America, sort of coming very close to the United States geographically. Do you trust the strategic goals of China, or are you a little bit worried?
Well, I think they're going to have less money than they have right now because the deal that I'm making, if you look at, we have $250 billion right now at 25%. That means we're going to be taking in billions and billions of dollars. Plus, I can double that up and then I can double it again. And they could never do what they did in the past with other presidents because, and you see what's happening. I mean, China is, I don't want to do this, but they are not doing very well now compared to what they were doing. And again, I think that we are doing well. We picked up $11.7 trillion in worth since my election, and China's lost a great deal of worth. And we are now a much bigger economy than China, which a lot of people don't know, but we're much bigger and really a much more powerful economy than China.
But as a national security point, you know, with their investment in Latin America and all over the world, it does seem that they're making a bigger footprint around the world.
I know, but they have a debt problem, and they have to pay for that debt. It's a tremendous amount of money that they're spending. Do I like it? Probably not, but I also know it's very expensive for them, and a lot of those places aren't going to work out.
You were going to, or at least you had considered meeting with President Putin, and you've declined to. Had you met with him, what was going to be on your agenda with the president?
Well, I just said that, you know, frankly, in light of what happened with Ukraine, with the ships and the sailors, it just wouldn't be the right time. But I will meet with him. I think we have a very good relationship, and I think we're going to have a very good relationship with Russia and China and everyone else. I mean, I think it's important. So I'll meet with him at the appropriate time.
What do you think he's thinking about doing with Ukraine? Why did he seize the sailors and the vessels?
I can't read his mind, and nobody can. And he knows what he wants to do, but we can't allow certain things to happen. And, you know, it happened, and I just can't be a part of it.
All right. One of the issues of a global economy is climate change. That's a discussion here. What's your position on climate change and how it has an effect on the economy worldwide?
Very simple. I want the cleanest air and the cleanest water on the planet. I want crystal clean water, and that's what we have. We've been doing very well with respect to the environment, and that's what I want. But I'm not going to put the country out of business trying to maintain certain standards that probably don't matter. When you look at China and when you look at other countries where they have very, you know, foul air, they have not good air, that comes over to the United States. You know, people don't want to talk about it, but it comes over. So we're going to be clean, but they're not, and it costs a lot of money. Well, the fact is we are absolutely clean, but we're not going to spend trillions of dollars and make it good for others, but not make it good for, you know, I have a very simple policy. It's called America First. At the same time, we're going to be a great neighbor to the world, but we have to treat ourselves fairly. So that's the way it is.
All right. Now, our domestic economy. Next week, there's a vote, possibly, on a government shutdown. First of all, do you think there is going to be a U.S. government shutdown, and does that have any sort of global economic impact?
Well, I can't tell you if there's going to be a shutdown because nobody knows, but I will tell you we're going to have border security. We're going to have a lot of border security. You saw what we did with the all of the caravans coming up, and now they're starting to head out. They're starting to go back. But we are going to have security. We're not going to let people come into our country illegally. We're going to have people come in on merit. We need people. You know, we have the lowest unemployment rate we've had in 51 years. We need people in this country. We have companies moving in. In fact, Prime Minister Abe of Japan just told me they're moving two big car companies. They're going to be opening up two massive plants. You know, you don't hear that often But a lot of that is happening. You hear about a General Motors, and I don't know what happened with General Motors, but the trend is exactly the opposite. And I will say this, our economy has never done better. We're doing unbelievable numbers. You see that. And a lot of good things are happening.
$5 billion is what you want for the wall, this go-around. So far, Congress is saying that it won't. So what happens?
We'll have to see what happens.
Are you willing to negotiate for you?
Look, I'll just tell you this. We're going to have border security. And if we're not going to have border security, some very tough things are going to happen. But we're going to have border security. We can't have people pouring into our country like they have over the last 10 years. And you see what's happening when you have MS-13 and these gang members. And look at the caravan. Now they have over 650 people that are absolutely stone-cold criminals. I don't want them in our country. I'm not going to have it. You don't have borders. You don't have a country, Greta. And I'm not going to have it.
All right. One last question, and I'll give you a chance to educate there, at least talk about the American media. What is it the U.S. media collectively doesn't understand about the economy when you look at things you hear our reporting? Any thoughts about our reporting?
Well, I think they understand the economy. They know how well we're doing. They just don't like to say it because that's good for me. So they don't want to say it. You know, look, I call it fake news. I don't say the media. I say you have so much false reporting, but we have a phenomenal economy. They know that. Look, we have the best unemployment numbers as a group that we've ever had. You look at African-American unemployment and Asian and Hispanic-American. You look at all of it, they're the best numbers in history. The best, I mean, these are historic lows. So the media knows how well we're doing. They tend not to want to write it.
So you like discussing the economy of these world leaders?
I do. I mean, we have the best economy in the world. Actually, every leader came up to me virtually, and they said, congratulations on the great economy.
Mr. President, nice to see you.
Thank you, Greta.
Thank you.
Nice to see you. Thank you very much.